From the album Undercover, Live at the Village Vanguard, that was Kurt Rosenwinkel's composition, The Past Intact. Rosenwinkel on guitar, Aaron Parks on piano, Eric Rivas on bass, Greg Hutchinson on drums. The album came out in 2023 on Heartcore Records. Welcome to Jazz in the New Millennium, where we showcase the artists who are keeping this great music alive and passing it forward in the 21st century. In the current season, we are focusing on great jazz guitarists. I'm your host, Rick Mitchell, and today we are featuring the music of guitarist Kurt Rosenwinkel. Kurt Rosenwinkel was born 53 years ago in Philadelphia. He began taking piano lessons at 8 and switched to guitar at 12. His first passion was progressive rock, but he turned his attention to jazz in high school. Kurt attended the Philadelphia High School for the Creative and Performing Arts, where his classmates included Amir Questlove Thompson, Christian McBride, and the late Joy DeFrancesco. He left the Berklee College of Music after 2.5 years to tour with vibraphonist Gary Burton, who was the dean of the school at the time. Rosenwinkel moved to Brooklyn in 1991, where he joined the band Human Feel with fellow former Berklee students Chris Speed, Andrew D'Angelo, and Jim Black. His first regular touring gig was with drummer Paul Motion's Electric Bebop Band, which played classic bebop tunes on electric guitars. From the 1993 album Paul Motion and the Electric Bebop Band, released on the German JMT label, here is Charlie Parker's Shaw Nuff. Kurt Rosenwinkel and Brad Shepik on electric guitars, Joshua Redman on tenor sax, Stomu Takaishi on electric bass, Paul Motion on drums. Thank you. That's the title track from the 1991 album Scatter by the band Human Feel. Kurt Rosenwinkel on guitar, Andrew D'Angelo on alto sax, Chris Speed on tenor sax, Joe Fitzgerald on bass, Jim Black on drums. Over the past 30 years, that band has released 5 albums combining elements of free jazz, chamber music, and alternative rock, the most recent of which came out in 2019. We also heard Rosenwinkel playing with Paul Motion's Electric Bebop Band, with which he recorded four albums in the 1990s. Rosenwinkel's 1996 debut album, East Coast Love Affair, was recorded live at Small's Jazz Club, where he was part of a scene that also included saxophonist Mark Turner, pianist Brad Meldow, and guitarist Peter Bernstein. In 1995, Rosenwinkel won the Composer's Award from the National Endowment for the Arts, which led to his signing with Verve Records. From the 2003 album, Heartcore, co-produced by Q-Tip of the hip-hop group A Tribe Called Quest, let's listen to Rosenwinkel's Our Secret World. Mark Turner on tenor sax, Ben Street on bass, Jeff Ballard on drums, Ethan Iverson on keyboards, and Kurt Rosenwinkel on guitar, keyboards, and programming. I'm Rick Mitchell, and you are jamming with jazz in the new millennium. Thank you. That's the name of the cut. Whoa. From the 2022 album by Domi and J.D. Beck, titled Not Tight. 22-year-old Domi Luna on keyboards, 19-year-old J.D. Beck on drums, with special guest Kurt Rosenwinkel on guitar. The album was nominated for a Grammy in the Best Contemporary Instrumental category. We also heard Rosenwinkel playing in a more conventional jazz format on You Go to My Head, from the 2009 album Reflections. Eric Rivas on bass, Eric Harland on drums. The jazz book called Rosenwinkel a visionary composer with an infinitely sensitive way of layering electronic sounds and manipulating them intelligently. In 2020, he told Premier Guitar magazine, quote, "If I had pictures of my heroes on the wall, you'd see Coltrane, Charlie Parker, Bud Powell, Biggie Smalls, David Bowie, maybe a Zeppelin album, and the Beatles." From Joshua Redman's critically acclaimed 2023 album, Where Are We?, featuring vocalist Gabriel Cavassa, this is Bruce Springsteen's Streets of Philadelphia. Brian Blade on drums, Joe Sanders on bass, Aaron Parks on piano, Joshua Redman on tenor sax, and Kurt Rosenwinkel on guitar. Check out the interplay between the guitar and sax. The program is Jazz in the New Millennium. I'm Rick Mitchell.
Reflection in a window, and I didn't know my own fate. Oh, don't leave me wasting away on the streets of Philadelphia. I walk the avenue till my legs. I heard the voices of friends vanished and gone. At night I could hear the blood in my veins. Just then, black and whispery as the rain on the streets of Philadelphia.
Thank you.
Kurt Rosenwinkel's composition, Terra Luna, from the 2023 album, In What Direction Are You Headed, by drummer Joe Farnsworth. Rosenwinkel on guitar, Julius Rodriguez on keyboards, Robert Hurst on bass, and Emmanuel Wilkins on alto saxophone. Good band. We also heard Rosenwinkel playing with Joshua Redman. Those guys go back 30 years to Paul Motion's Electric Bebop band. At 53, Rosenwinkel has been called the most important guitarist of his generation, following in the wake of 21st century elders Pat Metheny, John Scofield, and Bill Frisell, but with an openness to new sounds borrowed from hip-hop and alternative dance music. In 2016, he launched his own label, Hardcore Records, which has released his last six albums, including the Chopin Project, on which he plays 19th century pieces by Frédéric Chopin, and Berlin Baritone, on which he plays baritone guitar. For the past 20 years, Rosenwinkel has commuted between Europe, where he teaches at the Jazz Institute Berlin, and the U.S., where he does most of his recording and performing. He is a proud son of Philadelphia, but he has said he does not feel totally at home in American culture and does not want to. From the album A Lovesome Thing, recorded live in Paris in 2012, but unreleased until 2024 on Hardcore Records, this is an improvisational piece by Rosenwinkel called Simple Number 2. The late Jerry Allen on piano, Kurt Rosenwinkel on guitar. This was the only time they ever played together, and there was no rehearsal. Thank you. Jazz in the New Millennium is brought to you through the African American Public Radio Consortium, NPR Distribution, and the Public Radio Satellite System. The show is produced at the studios of KBOO-FM in Portland with engineer Matthew Clark. I'm Rick Mitchell. To contact me and for information on my book, Jazz in the New Millennium, please visit my website, www.rickmitchell.us. Thanks for listening, and please remember to say peace.